Okay. So, this, what the heck is this? This is Mandy Amaretto. I'm recording me in this thing I got from my dad here in New York. I just came back from Detroit, a trip not of my own accord, and now I'm back, temporarily living with said parent. For now, I guess I'll just keep you posted on what happens. Okay, this is stupid. Okay, twist. No, it's gotta be like a spin. It's a spin. Click. Get the canvas in hand. Can in the other. Simultaneously. I'm probably not gonna get it. Probably not gonna get it right. Figures. Oh, okay, that worked. So maybe. Oh, whoa. Okay, this.
Hey, you ready? I want to be traffic.
Yeah, been ready. Dad.
What was that?
Just moving stuff. It's nothing.
So you know Kelsey, right?
Sort of.
You know, she's kind of got the same mindset like you when it comes to art. She doesn't try to spray her room a different color, though.
I wasn't doing that.
Oh, none.
While I'm playing the guinea pig, what she got you doing?
I've got my own obligations. Look, she isn't really my.
Morning.
Hey!
Hey, boss.
You coming to work here, Mandy?
Gosh, two emeritus. What kind of look do you have in mind today?
Actually, it won't be me doing the makeover. Got a little migraine. Hendrix is available.
Oh gosh.
Putter off. I trust Hendrix with my knife.
Ew. What is this? What do we have? Come, come. What do I do? What can I do with this? This. What the? The aura? The atmosphere?
Well, this room is pretty bright, and you two seem pretty weird.
The sweater. The gray, I suppose is a canvas, yes? The hair.
What's the game plan, Hendrix?
I need stuff.
You've been here before.
Huh? In this room? Personally getting made up? No. But Dad likes free stuff. Probably because he works here.
This is hot ticket stuff, darling. The Museum of Contour is known more for their professional glam ups than any exhibits. But at least you could say you did it for free.
Which is more than I.
Never mind. What? Oh, what did I say?
You said it. I saw him earlier this year. In Detroit. He's.
I don't need to know about my ex, thank you.
Who said? I'm just talking about my cousin. Just a guy taking in someone after their older brother left for a rock band. Whilst their parents split.
Such a gentleman. But I hear from him. Did you happen to. I don't know if you know. Did you see M up there?
Who?
There's someone who really likes spray painting for hire. Apparently. Local legend. I'm just interested for artistic purposes. Seems like they stopped. The time you came back, according to your dad? I'm just a bunch of bull. That's all. I don't know. For me, from one artist to another, there's always time for reinvention. Says you. Okay, fine. So, you got any plans while you're here?
Okay, we'll start with this.
So that's day one, I guess. That Hendrix made me put on this mask thing. It's supposed to clear my skin. I can't wash it off. I don't get the whole reinvention thing. I mean, I do. Me? Me? No. No. The heck does this come off? Ah!
When my father was just a muy pequeño boy, he had big dreams. Dreams of someday owning his own big shiny sign in front of a big shiny store in front of his big regular house with his beautiful familia, with his smiling children, and his wonderful wife, Lila. Well, he did not think especially about children, because we did not exist. And he did not think of Lilia because he was not thinking of women as attractive at the time, or that her name could be Lilia. He did think of a general picture, though, and of the ice-cold, refreshing soda water from Helado drinks in his metaphorical head. With that thought in his mind, my father worked at his father's car garage. He sweated and toiled and struggled under the car hood, boiling from the infernal heat coming from the one electrical fan in the garage. Around that same time, he learned about business from his father, everything he needed to know himself. But, much to his own dismay, he learned about cars too. He could tell you the ins and outs of any vehicle out there. And he knew how to get it roaring to life. He'd take joyrides on his time off, feeling the wind whip past him and the adrenaline rush through his face. Anything else slipped away, like a refreshing chaser of soda water from Helado drinks. But business and dialogue with customers came first. Here is the only one you need to know about.
She's a pretty good model, you know? Excellent mileage.
I know, mister.
I want it.
It's 250.
You think that's fast?
That's the price.
Exact change?
No change. It's 250 bucks.
150.
It's a good car.
Why haven't you bought it then?
I got some old ones.
They drive better than this?
Oh, Lord, no.
I'll let you drive it.
Like this struggling haggler, my mother loved driving hecka fast. Like this insistent lady, my father... Well, that's it. But they loved that car and each other quicker than you could say...
Throw it! Hey!
Very soon they were off-roading. Their first sponsors were the makers of that refreshing soda water drink, Helado. Almost forgot. This happened.
Look at that.
Think you could cruise across with the pedal down?
Maybe if I didn't have a business to start. Or question.
Yes. You try to make this jump? Then yes. Can I see the ring at least?
Well, I'm never doing that again.
And true to his word, my father never attempted another stunt with a car like that again. Or anything with a car, really. He and mother married soon afterward, and then they had me and my brothers and sisters. He did get his house behind a business. He works behind a gas station desk to this day, handling the pumps and stuff. And he gets his own helado drink soda water from one of the freezers. Sitting on the steps, he's there. He has the drink. Watching cars pass by, filling them up. Leaving when his shift's over. Always wondering. So quench that nagging thirst with a refreshing soda water from Helado Drinks. In business since 1945. Clear and crisp. You'll never taste anything like it. Helado Drinks. Follow your heart and your taste.